If you want to, go ahead and turn 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. Praise the Lord. On Wednesday nights, we've been looking the last few weeks at the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God. The Bible. That's old King James Bible that we have. Tonight, we want to look at the God of the Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can't have one without the other. Amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to look at verse 6 tonight. Got some verses. Somebody want to read some of these verses tonight? Miss Geraldine, do you want to take Genesis 1 and 14? How about putting 5 in there? Genesis 1, 5 and 14. 5 and 14. Somebody want to get Genesis 2 and 4? Susan got it? Okay. What about John 1, 1 and 3? Okay, John 1, 1 and 3. Colossians 1, 16, 17. Anybody want those two verses? Those are good ones. Malachi's got those, okay. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Somebody want to read those tonight when we get to them. Brother Robert, all right. I'll take care of that. Psalms 33 and 6. Somebody want Psalms 33 and 6 all the way at the end? These are good ones. Amen. We don't have nobody. Okay, I'll take those three then at the end. We'll close out with them. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." We look at this tonight, talking about some things that we need to know. And Peter tells us that we need to know some things in order to be that God would have us to be. So we look at this tonight and we see the Lord as God is speaking to us. And He says, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness." I believe there was a time when God looked around and He seen that there was a whole lot of black and not a whole lot of light. And God said, "You know what? I believe there needs to be a little bit of light in all this darkness." I think that's what happened on the night and day and the place when me and you got saved. God looked around and He saw us and saw where we was at. He said, "They need to be a little more light where they are." And He come to where you was, come to where I was, and He saved us by His marvelous grace. He lifted us out of the darkness, praise God, placed light in us that we might become light. And He said, "It has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." God said, "You know what?" He said, "Light the world. I look around the world, and the world needs light. And the best way to give them light is to give them Jesus." Amen. Amen. And He said, "When Jesus shines on you, praise God, you can see the light." I'm glad there's a light that shines from the portals of glory tonight, and it shines brighter right now than it's ever shone before. It's shining and it's shining, and it'll continue to shine throughout the ages. Amen. Praise be to God. But we look at this tonight and we look at God and we look at His Word and we look at the God of the Word and we look at a time of creation. So tonight the first thing we want to look at, and number one, is the time of creation. The Bible tells us in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." So what does it tell us tonight? He says that there was a time when God Almighty stepped out and He said, "Okay, He said, I've got something that needs to begin." It was the time of the beginning. Amen. The time of the beginning as we know it today. And when God stepped out with power and might and He began to create. Now, I was studying a while back and I was studying a man by the name of James Usher. And James Usher done the math, and he done the genealogy of the Bible, and he began to put the numbers together, and he come up with a date. He said, "This world in which we live in, the earth in which we live and know today, was created in 4004 B.C. Amen? That's his calculation come by doing the line of genealogies back to the time of the beginning. Amen? So he said that, and he was born in 1581, died in 1656. A fella come along after him by the name of Lightfoot, And Lightfoot took the things of Usher and he began to compound upon them. And he was born in 1602 and he come up with some statistics. He was a Hebrew scholar at the Cambridge University. And he said at the date of creation, that week would have been October the 18th through the 24th, 4004 B.C., and that Adam was, by his calculation, Adam was created on October the 23rd at 9 a.m. Amen? But I always knew I was special, but when I got to thinking of that, I said, glory be God, October 18th, when God started creating, that's my birthday. Amen? I knew there was something special about me. Praise God. But they put this down. These fellows was looking back and they was deciphering. I know about hundreds of years ago, they looked this thing and said, you know what? We've got people today that's supposed to be so wise and knowledgeable. And they're saying, well, this earth as we know it is millions and millions of years old. But I will say, glory be to God, it ain't but 6,000 years old as we know it. Praise God. And God began to create it for His glory. So the time of the beginning is when God began. Amen. You say, what are you talking about here? I say, we can't go back past where God began. Amen. If we try to go back past where God began, we're getting ahead of God. And God, the Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So He done it in the beginning. And He done it in a day. The day is one day as a 24-hour period. Amen. The day. It's one day as a 24-hour period. Miss G, you want to read Genesis 1, 5, and 14? Amen. So what God says here, He says that God's called the light day. Amen. So we have a part of the day that's light, and He says that's day. But He goes on in there and says, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So that's kind of confusing, isn't it? If the light part is day, then how can the morning and the evening be day? Because the morning and evening, pray God, would enter into a dark period. But what God was saying in His magnificence to me and you, He was saying, listen, He said, there's going to be a daylight, a beginning of a day, and He said, there's going to be an ending of a day, and glory be to God, He said, there'll be a new day. Amen. He said, if you don't like what you get in this one, just hang on a few minutes, praise God, I'll give you another. Amen. Nobody can do that tonight but God Almighty. Amen. We serve an Almighty God. He looked down through the portals of glory, seen me and you, seen there was days that we wouldn't be happy with. He said, glory be to God. He said, if you ain't happy with this one, I'll give you another. So we have beginnings and endings of every day. Amen. He said, not only the beginning and the endings of a day, but He said, I'll give you the beginning and the endings. I'll give you seasons and times of seasons. I'll give you times of sunshine. I'll give you times of solar system. I'll give you those times too. Amen. He said, well, you can look up at the stars in the sky and say, glory be to God. Look what God's doing. Amen. He said, glory to God. He said, I'll give you a 24-hour period. Amen. But I also give you days that'll go with the seasons. So I'll give you the days for the signs. Amen. And for days and for years, I'll give you days. Praise God. What a promise and a hope we have tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God Almighty. He said, why, Jesus, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Amen. So number three, the day as a whole period of creation. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4. Amen. So here God is taking the word day, He's taking the day, and He's referencing to the whole of creation. Amen. God's taking a day, taking the word day, taking day here in this text, and He's referencing it to all of creation. All that He did. Amen. For His glory. Why did God create? For His glory. Amen. Why did God come to man? For His glory. Why does God do what He does? For His glory. God does everything for His glory. You say, well, preacher, why did He just take a day? Because that's what He chose to take. Amen. It is not a question of how much time God needed. Amen. When we speak of a day, it's not a question of how much time God needed. but how much time God chose to use. Amen? God could have made the world in a millionth of a second or a thousand years. Amen? God could have snapped His finger and said, let it be, and it would have been. But God chose to speak into existence all that He did. Why? Because God chooses the principle of speaking that He might speak to me and you, praise God. And if He's going to speak to me and you, praise God, He might as well speak creation into existence from the beginning. Amen. Amen. So that we know we need to listen to God when He's speaking. What's happening to America today, the reason we're in such a mess, we quit listening to God when He's speaking. Amen? We need to listen to Him when He's speaking. The whole principle of the Word of God from beginning to end, praise God, is to listen to God when He speaks. Israel could have saved herself a world of hurt if they had just listened to God when He speaks. I still think the fellas, I was talking to a young couple, and they're having a hard time. Separated with two little old youngins. Amen? And I asked him, I said, when did things go bad? I said, what you need to do is get in church, let the Lord help you. I said, well, preacher, we used to be in church. I said, well, how was it going? Oh, things was going good. What happened? Well, we got out of church. Guess what? Things ain't going good no more. What does that tell you? Get back where you lost it. Amen? Go back where you're getting help. Go back where God was cultivating, growing you, praise the Lord. Give Him the glory. God could have made in a millionth of a second. But He could have took thousands of years. But God chose days, amen, in order to make it. He spoke it into existence. Somebody got 2 Peter 3:8? We didn't give that now. I got it. 2 Peter 3:8. 2 Peter 3:8, the Bible says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. Now, I don't know about you, 1,000 years to me is a pretty good length of time. Amen. I'll never see 1,000 years in this side of glory. But I'll see several of them over yonder. Amen. 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 But he said, a day with the Lord is a day and is 1,000 years. He said, hey, listen, God don't have an essence of time because He always has been. Amen. Praise God. He always has been and He always will be. Praise the Lord. Time is of no significance with God. He is Alpha, A-L-P-H-A, and Omega, O-M-E-G-A. The beginning, B-E-G-I-N-N-I-N-G, and the ending. Amen. The beginning and the ending. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. Now watch this. The Almighty. Amen. He said, I am. I was. He said, I am. He said, I will be the Almighty. It don't matter what people's... Hey, listen to me just a minute. It don't matter what our opinion is of God. He's still the Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Our opinions can change day to day about what we think about God, but it don't change who God is. He's still the Almighty. Amen. He's the author of this book, and He's the God of the book.
Amen.
Amen. You can't know the book without knowing Him, but you can't know Him without the book. Amen. Praise God. God had it planned that way. So we see the time of creation is the time that God appointed for creation. And then we see the cause of creation. Number two, the cause of creation. What do you think the cause of creation was? God. G-O-D. That was the cause of creation. He's the one that made it, and He made it for His glory. Number two, it's the existence of God. That's why God created. That's the cause of creation. Because God, to prove, to show God's existence. In Genesis chapter 1, said, in the beginning, who? God. Amen. So in the very beginning, God wanted to see, praise God, in the beginning, see, He said, in the beginning, said, see me. Amen. He said, in the beginning, see me. He said, if you need any further advice, any further information down the road, He said, just see me. Amen. If you need anything, praise God, in this world, just see God. He owns it all. Hey, He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and the hills that they roam on. Amen. So He can take care of whatever we need. But the whole purpose of the whole cause of creation was for us to see the existence. God, to realize the existence of God. E-X-S-I-S-T-E-N-C-E. Existence. Amen. That He is, that He was. Amen. God. In the beginning. Bless His holy name. Ain't God something? Amen. That He would reveal to me and you Himself so that we could know Him. Now, it's amazing to me. There's a whole lot of gods in this world, little g gods. And it's funny that they kind of hide behind things so that you can't see them. But God, He puts... Hey, that's probably a good thing. Amen. Especially when you talk about some of these fertility gods and stuff, the awfulest mess you ever see. But amen. But God Himself, our God, He magnifies Himself. He puts Himself out there and He says, see me. Said in the beginning, He said, here I am. From the very start, said, you can see me. So we see the existence of God. The presence of design or order in creation. Now, who orders creation? God does. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen? So we see what takes place here, the presence of a design, a presence of an order. That kind of throws a evolution theory out the window. You know, they're starting to look at that and say, you know what? Scientists start to say, you know what? We've really been studying this and looking at this, and it seems like, according to what we know, this theory of evolution don't fit good. Took them several hundred years to realize that evolution, it doesn't really fit good. That there's something else that seems to fit better. And it's called the Word of God. Amen. Amen. It fits so much better than evolution. Amen. So we see the presence of design or order in creation. An order. God has an order for everything. Amen. Do you know that? He has an order for everything. Amen. And number three, it's intelligent design. That's His order. I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T. Intelligent design. Amen. We didn't just by chance end up where we are. We didn't just crawl up out of the mud and become who we are. God, in intelligent design, He made us, praise God, like He wanted us to be. Amen. Made us in the likeness and image of Himself, praise the Lord. Put us here on this earth to worship Him and to give Him all praise. Why would you say, well, preacher, why would we do that? Because He made you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He made you. He made me, praise God. He didn't have to, but He did for His glory. Amen. Praise God. So we can lift up our voice and say, glory to God. God made me. Amen. Can you think about, I'll tell you what's so sad. You think about all the little bitty babies that's been aborted and killed and not had an opportunity to have a life. God help. God created that little... You say, well, preacher, some of them was from rape. And it's, I realize that. But that's still a little bitty human being. And no matter how you look at it, two wrongs don't make a right. I know it'd be hard. I know it'd be difficult, but to bring that little fellow... There's a lot of people that would love to be able to have a little bitty baby to love and to take care of and to raise up. But we go and we take something that God has made and we take it and kill it and cast it away like it's nothing. He was talking, I believe he was talking in the prayer room last Sunday, Brother Charles was talking about a couple that took a hammer and brushed the skull of a little 9-month-old baby. Killed it. Just wickedness. Just snuffing out life that God gave. Who do we think we are? We have no right. Amen. But because of intelligent design, God created us likeness of His image. Amen. That we might serve Him and worship Him. We cannot conceive, C-O-N-C-E-I-V-E. We cannot conceive nature or its creative work other than through the mind. When we talk about intelligent creation, we're talking about somebody that's got the ability to think. Amen. God made us unique from the rest of the world. God made us creatures after His own kind. God made us living human beings in the likeness and image of God. He made us creatures where we able to think with logic and intelligence. Amen. And to think Godward thoughts. Amen. The beast of the field, animals don't have that. They don't have that intelligence. But God Almighty gave us the intelligence. He gave us the mind to be able to think, praise God, to think good thoughts, to think Godward thoughts.
Amen.
Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I said, sometimes we need to just stop and meditate upon the things of God, how good He is. Amen. How He give us the intelligence, the wisdom to think on Him. Praise the Lord. So we see God in creation. We see God in intelligence. We see God in the minds of men. Now, if we don't think on God, you know what we have to do? In order not to think on God, we have to tune and push God out of our minds. You say, well, Pastor, how do you do that? By we get to thinking about other things. We get to prioritizing other things, and we push God out of our thinking. But if you'll get to where you're thinking on God, praise God, He'll push those other things out and you'll begin to feel better about yourself because you'll begin to feel better about God. You begin to realize how much He loves you and cares for you about you enough and that He loved you enough that He picked the time and He picked the cause to create and you were that cause. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see God with a cause in creation that He would show the existence of God. But we talked a while ago about the Lord Jesus Christ. What about Him? Number four, Christ in creation. So what is Christ in creation? Where does Christ come in? C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N, creation. John chapter 1 and verse 1 and 3, 1 through 3. In the beginning. I've heard that somewhere before, hadn't you? In the beginning, God. But in John, in the New Testament, He said, in the beginning was the Word. Amen. Now that word, Word in Greek is Logos. Amen. And that word in Hebrew is Logos, and it literally means the principle of divine reason. Amen. So in Christ we have the principle of divine reason. God Almighty, now we read in your hearing in the beginning how that God sent light into the darkness. Amen. Then John there, if you go on further, they said that God sent light in darkness, and men loved darkness for light, and He spent it to them, and they comprehended it not. Amen. But God gave the light in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the beginning was the Word. That light that come, and it's that principle of divine reasoning. You know, we talked about the divine, what was divine last week, in that was God-like. Amen. That was in even the essence of God, who He is. And God Almighty, the Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, which was Christ Jesus. Amen. We know the Word was Christ. And He came and was manifest in the flesh and dwelt among men. So what God said is, He said, I took my Word and praise God, I sent it down to be manifest in the beginning. Amen. So that man might comprehend the Word. So that we can see the light.
Amen.
Amen. When you begin to comprehend the Word, you see the light. It all begins to look clear. The picture's painted for you. You begin to see God in His magnificence. You see to be God in His love, His compassion, and His mercy that He shows for to old sinful men. Boy, you get excited about that. Amen. So, but it's God coming down with divine reasoning and He touches in our minds. And the Holy Ghost of God takes it and works it down into our hearts. Amen. Praise God. And the next thing you know, you're changed. You'll never be the same again. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad God came to me, come to where I was at. Amen. Took Christ out of my head, put Him in my heart. And I've never been the same. I've not always been perfect, but I've never been the same. Amen. There's something changed in my life. We notice here in Paul, he takes and he magnifies this the magnification of this truth. Amen. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16 and 17. Who has that? Malachi had that. All right, we got it. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. He said, by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. And he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and what? For Him. And He is before all things. And now watch this. And by Him all things consist. Amen? He said, so Jesus Christ, well, all things were created by Him in heaven and earth. They were created by Him and they were created for Him. Amen? Praise God. It was all created by Him and for Him. And He said, and He is before all things. So He was before all the things that He created. Had to be, right? I mean, that's just common sense. You can't create something before you're born or before you become. Amen? But you go back to the babies that's been killed in the womb. They may be one of them that was killed in the womb since 1972 that could have been one of the ones that would have a cure for cancer. And because of somebody's selfishness, they killed that little fella in the womb, murdered him, and they'll never have that opportunity. Amen. We need to be careful, don't we? Amen. But He said, He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Now that word consist equals, means to hold together. Amen. When everything's falling apart around us, and you don't understand why, it's probably because you've moved out from under the hand of God. Like that couple I was talking about, when they moved out from under the hand, everything was going running well, and they moved out from under the hand of God, and they wonder why everything fell apart. But it said, and by Him all things consist. He said, by Him all things are held together. Amen. And you get out from under where it's all held together, and guess what? It falls all apart. I'm telling you, outside the Lord, you won't make it. Amen. Outside the Lord, you'll fall, you'll fumble, you'll fail. But praise God, with the Lord, we may struggle along, praise God, but we always have a promise of help. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's always going to be there. Amen. But Paul magnified this truth in Colossians that Christ is the one that created, Christ is the one put this thing together in time, amen, and in cause. It was the cause of God that God used to create and to hold this thing together. Scientists knows that the atom is unstable at the very best. Atoms are very unstable. They refer to the force that it takes to hold Adam together as a Colossian force. Wonder where they get that. That's what they call it. They call it a Colossian force. They said that actually holds atoms together and keeps them. You know what an atom is? Have you ever seen one? No, you haven't. Not unless you've got a very, very, very powerful microscope and then you see electrons. But an atom is a force. It's an element of force. An element of energy. Amen? And is it not amazing that they say, well, you know, in order to that unstable atom, now that's what they use. You take them and divide them and stuff to make atomic bombs. That's how they do it. They break it down and they fix it where it can release that energy. Amen? But they go back to Colossians and they get this term he said all things consist. He said it held together. He said it's a Colossian force that holds it together. If not, it blows apart. It comes apart. It comes undone. But praise God, to thank God for the holding power of God that holds it together. I said that to say that God created the heavens and the earth. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, He made all things that are made. Without Him, is not anything made that was made. Everything we look, Brother Kevin, everything that we see, praise God, Christ made. for His glory. Amen. He made it for the glory of the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because when they looked upon the earth, and the earth was out form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God walked upon the face of the deep, praise God, and He said, look, this ain't good. He said, we need to see some things. We need to see some light. We need some things to happen here. And so God began to speak. Things began to happen. Amen. So we see the time, we see the cause, and we see the act of creation. Number three, the act of creation. The Hebrew word meaning to create is bara. It means to bring into being that which did not exist before. Amen. That bring into being that did not exist before. It wasn't there. They talk about the Big Bang Theory. Evolution. Big Bang Theory. They said, well, so they was just happening in space, and all of a sudden they was just something or another out there, and all of a sudden, bang, it exploded. And that's how everything got started. Where did it come from? Amen. Now they can really explain all that after the bang. How everything split off and began to do this and do that. But where did that thing come from? You take those people that's trying to teach you evolution and say, well, wait a minute. I told my teacher, I used to blow their mind. I'd make them so mad. I mean, they had this all lined out in their curriculum. They was going to explain to us evolution, you know, and how all this stuff crawled up out of the sea and all this stuff. And I'd raise my hand in the very beginning, and they'd say, they didn't ever want to call on me because they knew where I was going. And they'd say, what, Jeff? And I said, where did that thing come from? Well, I said, well, we don't really know, you know, where that mass come from. Or I said, I can explain it. Amen. I said, I can explain your Big Bang Theory. And they said, well, what do you think? I said, well, I said, God said, bang, and bang, there it was. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had enough Bible to know, praise God, that what they was talking about was foolishness. Amen. But they had the create out of nothing. Who's got Hebrews 11 and 3? Read that for us, Brother Robert. Things that are so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So what was the author of Hebrews trying to explain to us? Oh, way over 2,000 years before scientists figured it out, the author of Hebrews, through the inspiration of the Word of God Almighty, was telling us about the Adam that was to come. About the Adam, it was already here, that Adam that God used, praise God, to create everything that He created. He said, you can't see it, but praise God, He said, it's there. It makes up everything, praise God, that God created. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when science couldn't prove it, it took a man of faith, praise God, who was way ahead of science 2,000 years ago and said, this is what God said happened. Amen. Praise the Lord. He took something that we can't see, but we know it's there. An atom is a force. It's energy. Let me give you, I thought about this today when I was getting in some wood. You take a tree and that tree begins to grow. And those atoms in that tree is what makes it grow. It pushes it out and it pushes it up. Amen. Be a pretty strong force to push a mighty oak up. I mean, I've got one up there at the end of my property, and that thing's probably 6 feet around and I don't know how tall. It'd take a pretty good force, praise God, to push that up and hold that. Amen. Hey, now I can't see the inside of it. I don't know what's there, but I know there's a force that's doing that. But you know what? I can unleash that force. I take my chainsaw, Brother Kevin, have him come over. I ain't got one that big. But I have Brother Kevin come over and take that chainsaw, cut that thing down, put her on the ground, saw it into little old blocks, take a wood splitter, split it up, and I can take that thing, stuff one of them big old piece of oak after it's dried out a little while into my heater, praise God. You know what it does? When that fire hits it, it turns them atoms loose, praise God. They go crazy, and heat comes out of there. The energy is revealed, and praise God, there's God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. God does it. When man couldn't figure it out, The root writer Hebrews said, praise God, it's something that we can't see, but it's a force that's beyond our power. Amen. We try to harness the atom, try to harness the things. We can't control it. Amen. That's why sometimes they have these meltdowns. And they probably have a whole lot more meltdowns than they want you to know about. Amen. Before they could finally get something that could contain it. So we see this thing. Amen. How God, it's basically almost what it looks like to our mind is that God created out of nothing. Amen. To create out of nothing. God took something, praise God, and with the mighty force of God, He created everything that we have. Put it right there before us. He said, and He looks at it then with a smile and He said, what do you think about that? Amen. And you look at the trees and the mountains and the waters and the lakes and everything that we see and say, glory to God. It's good. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the God of the Word. Amen. So we remember the word create, C-R-E-A-T-E, is never used in the Bible apart from an activity of God. Amen. I know I've told you this story before. This fella come along one day and said, I figured it out. I can make man. And they said, oh, you can? They said, yeah, I can make man. And he said, and God says, okay, well, go ahead. Old fella run out in the field and he reached down and got him a big old handful of dirt. And God said, whoa, wait a minute, fella. Make your own dirt. Amen. Amen. We can't do what God can. We never can, we never will. Because He is God. Every time that the word create is used, it's used for an activity of God. Amen. When Bible says that God wants to create a new heart in you, amen, that means God's active. It means you better hang on for dear life. Praise God. It's better than a rodeo. You God's going to show you something. Amen. He's going to create in you. Create. When God said, I want to create a right spirit in you, God's doing something. He said, God is performing an activity between you and Him. Amen. Praise God. Remember the word create. Never used outside in the Bible apart from activity of God. So what does this mean? I mean, God is God. God is the creator. Amen. The universe is the outward expression. O-U-T-W-A-R-D. Outward expression of the will of God. Amen. So the universe that we live in is the outward expression of the very will of God. God says, let there. Why did God say that? Because that's what He wanted. God says, let there be light. Amen. Let there be a firmament. He said, God just spoke it and there it was. Praise the Lord. In Psalms 33 and verse 6, He said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the host of them, how? By the breath of His mouth. The psalmist, Psalm 33 said, God spoke it and there it was. Anybody ever questioned, Joe, I wonder how this was made? Say, well, God spoke it, and there it was. Amen? Yeah, well, preacher, well, you know, I've got this old automobile I drove to work. God didn't make that. God made every one of the compounds they used to make that vehicle. Amen? And He gave man the intellect to be able to build that, even down to the computer that it's got in it, that makes it think it's so smart, but it ain't. It's only as smart as God allowed man to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. 148th Psalm. Psalm 148, verse 5. He said, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. They what? They everything. Amen. God said, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. Who? Everybody. He said, let them create everything. Let them praise the Lord, because God created everything. Amen. In Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 5. For this we willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old and earth standing out of the water and in the water. Amen. So there they were. And God says, you know what? He said the heavens was there, and God spake, and the things began to move. The waters split. The waters parted. The elements separated according to the desire of God. Amen. He says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old. Amen. And the earth standing out of water and in the water. God said the mountains came up and the seas parted. And God said that God said to the oceans, it always amazes me, the oceans. It amazes me, brother, because the tide comes in and then it goes out. The tide comes in, it's just almost like God's standing there and he's got his hand and said, this is as far as you go. Amen. And they'll come in, you go to the beach. And you watch that, and the sun comes up, praise God, and the tide comes in, and it comes up, and you can almost stand there and watch it. You can say, well, this is where it come to yesterday. I wonder where God will stop it at today. Amen. I mean, great old big massive waves sometimes look like they just keep on going, and just but they get to a certain point, and they just stop. They just stop. God says, that's enough. God did that. Amen. God did that. He parted the sea. He made the oceans. He put them in their place. And guess what? He's the one that keeps them there. Amen. So we see in God, we see the time of creation, we see the cause of creation, we see the very act of creation. It was God Almighty and none other. Amen. We see how He created something out of nothing. Amen. Or took nothing and made something. And He done it. And listen, He did it all for what? He did it all for His glory. And we just give Him praise, amen, because He is God. Listen, we serve an almighty God. He's able to do all things, amen. There's nothing too hard for God.